This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The FDNY on the scene of a fatal fire in Washington Heights.
Flames pouring out of this building that's right across the street from the Port Authority bus terminal. As the FDNY arrived, they tried to get into the main fire on the sixth floor, which is the top floor, and then also tried to fight it from the roof. A 77-year-old woman and 73-year-old man who were inside that building did not make it out alive. And Deputy Assistant Chief Malcolm Moore saying that a lot of clutter in that apartment.
People amass things over time, over years, and when you get into a fire condition, it feeds the fire. Moving around knocks things down, moves things around, and makes it difficult, makes it a little bit more difficult to search fire areas. Like I said, we found the first victim in the front room and the male victim in the back of the apartment.
The cause unknown initially, not believed to be suspicious. Three firefighters and three residents of the building suffering some minor injuries. And the Red Cross now here helping the families that have been displaced. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Washington Heights.
Conflicting word on the fate of a 16-year-old who was found a week ago unconscious on the corner of West 149th Street and Bradhurst Avenue in Harlem. Yesterday, police said the teen had died from his head injuries and that the case was declared a homicide. Well, his mother tells the Daily News that is incorrect, that her son is still with us and is holding on. We're waiting for clarification from the NYPD. What we know for sure is that there are no arrests. A gorgeous day in Central Park ended with a young woman attacked by a sicko.
Chief of Patrol John Chell says the woman was sunbathing in the park near West 104th Street.
She sees a male black coming towards her, exposing himself. She screams and gets up to run. He tackles her from behind, and he is able to fight him off, and he runs southbound down the West Drive.
The woman went to the hospital for observation, but she was not seriously hurt physically. For other parkgoers like Jules, not something you would expect.
That is really surprising to me. I go to this park all the time. I'm born and raised in New York, and people sunbathe all the time.
Police are using drones and cameras to identify the attacker. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
Word now that it's not just the capital improvement plans that are going to take a hit without the money from congestion pricing. The MTA says the loss will force them to dip into day-to-day operating funds in order to cover expenses, including repairs and new train cars. Chairman Jen Oliber has previously said that the new focus is to keep the system in a state of good repair. Well, we should get more details today as the agency is expected to release its new budget. The New York City Department of Education launching a new division of inclusivity and accessible learning. It will include 1,300 staffers under a new deputy chancellor and will be paid for with $750 million in existing funds. Mayor Adams says it will support the needs of multilingual learners and students with disabilities.
It's personal to many of us that have gone through the feeling that you don't belong, you don't have a future, and that there's no opportunity for you. We can turn this around.
Schools Chancellor David Banks also announcing the NYC Solve program, which will follow the path of the NYC Read program.
Students must learn the fundamentals and understand the concepts behind them. And importantly, they need a clear grasp of how math operates beyond the classroom. In the supermarket, at the bank, in careers ranging from engineering to computer science, business to healthcare.
That $32 million five-year math program will start this fall at 420 high schools and 93 middle schools. Nassau County lawmakers have signed off now on the bill that bans transgender female athletes from competing in women's and girls' sports at county-owned facilities. The vote was 12-6. State Assemblyman Charles Levine was among those protesting against the bill outside the legislative building.
It is a cynical solution in search of some sort of a problem, and there is and has been no problem, none whatsoever, in Nassau County.
Well, the vote came after County Executive Bruce Blakeman's executive order was shot down by the state Supreme Court, which said such a move had to be legislated.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.